Om Sri Sai Ram. Offering our loving salutations at the divine lotus feet of our Bhagwan. We now enter into the session 2 of the Sri Satya Sai International Vedic Conference in Paichantinilayam. This evening, joining us are the leaders of the different faiths in the world, and they will join with all of us in praying for the world peace and harmony. I call upon each of the leaders of these faiths to come onto the dais and render a prayer from their faith. To begin with, I invite Swami Shantatmananda, Secretary of the Ramakrishna Mission, New Delhi. Swami, please.
Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Sahana Vavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahaviryankaravavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavitvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shanno Mitra Shambarunaha Shanno Bhavatvaryama Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi Shanno Vishnururukramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayu Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami Ritam Vadishyami Satyam Vadishyami Tanmamavatu, Tadbhaktaramavatu, Avatu Mam, Avatu Bhaktaram. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om. Badram Karne Bhishrunyama Devaha, Badram Pasye Makshabhirya Jatraha, Stirairangai Sushtuvagum Sastanubhihi, Vyashema devahitam yadayuh Svastina Indro vriddhasravaha Svastina Pusha Vishvavedaha Svastina Starkshyo Arishchanemi Svastino Brihaspatir Dadhatu Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tachanyo Ravrinimahe Gatu Yajnaya Gatu Yajnapataye Devi Svastirastuna Svastir Manushibhya Vurdvanji Gatu Bheshajam Shanno Astud Vipade Sanchatushpade Vom Shanti 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 Harihi Vom Madhuvatarita Yate Madhuksharanti Sindhavah Madhvi irna santvoshadhi madhunakta mutoshasi madhumatparti vagumrajaha madhudyaurastuna pita madhumano vanaspatir madhumagumastu suryaha madhvirgavo bhavantuna om shanti 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 harihi om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat.
We now have from the faith of Buddhism, Honorable Karma Gelik Yutik from Dharmashala, Himachal Pradesh, and Venerable 7th Chungpo Gyaltel Rinpoche from the Palpung Sherbaling Monastic Seat, Himachal Pradesh. They will render the multi-faith prayer Buddhism, please.
Afternoon. Our prayers will be in Tibetan. Dhamma jom den den deje jeva rajam ba yanda ba zobe sanje riba dan shabzun den ba dewa jeva jiden kem ba kivun deve kalo yuva lana meva lada minam jen dum ba sanje jom den beja wa shaja tuva la chadel Chodon jazvu je wo kangi tenjen jewa yong gawa meva jemba cheva meva da meva wa meva ro meva tade deme tenjen me jewa ni je je demba zobe sanje manam ji tamba deva jazde lo. Semje tamje dewa dan deve yudan demboy Semje tamje dunge dan dunge ye yudan chewa yuje Semje tamje dunge mebe dewa dan minja wa yuje Semje tamje nire chada nidan chave Panyan la neva yuje Chanju semjo rinpo che ma che vanan ki juru che Keba nyamba meba ya kone kondu peo ju Pizun tsoba nga wa se ki ri wonja Jiten sunyang kumbo che ma sunba Sanje pema dama genje che ma wa dine jitenge Chashi dhammo indiye nyewa dhembe shura meyo vanji ten sumna chashi sadhan mi jemba Shichi dhamba jivu namla shi jemba Dini jiten gewe chashi nyeva o Gindi dhamba chilin tuve chashi jo Meda meda lama yinye jevene Soje chora moza shetan pejish Dine jikden geve chashi sumba
Thank you.
We have the next prayer from the Zoroastrianism. And I request Mr. Sheravar Vakil, the Vice President of the Zoroastrianism Association, Bangalore. Mr. Sheravar Vakil.
Om Sri Sai Ram. Yathahu veriyo yatharato sachaut vangeus das daum maningos shautra nam ingos mazdai shautrim chai aurai ayam dregrupyo dadat vastarim Yathahu veriyo yatharato yatharati dachau vangeus das daum maningos shautra nam ingos mazdai shautrim chai aurai ayam dregrupyo dadat vastarim Ashone Ashem Vahu Vahesta Masti Ustasti Ustamai Yadeshai Vahesta Shem. Thank you.
We now have from the Faith of Islam, Maulana Muhammad Shafiq Kasmiji, who is the President of the All India Imam Association West Bengal and the Chief Imam of Nakoda Masjid, Kolkata.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين
تمام تعریفیں اللہ کے لیے ہے جو پالنے والا ہے سارے جہان کا اور رحمان ہے رحیم ہے قیامت کے دن کا مالک ہے ہم تیری ہی عبادت کرتے ہیں اور تجھ ہی سے مدد چاہتے ہیں اے اللہ دکھا مجھے سیدھا راستہ وہ سیدھا راستہ جس پر تو نے انعام کیا ہے جس پر تیرا انعام و اکرام ہے اور بچا ہمیں اس راستوں سے جس راستے پر تیرا غضب ہے جس سے تو غصہ ہوتا ہے اللہ قبول فرمائے اور ہم سب کو ہدایت نصیب کرے وآخر دعوانا الحمدللہ رب العالمین بہت بہت شکریہ السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ
From the faith of Christianity, we have Father Felix Jones, the Secretary to the Commission of Interfaith Dialogue, Archdiocese of Delhi.
O God, Heavenly Father, Mother, Brother and Sister, we thank you for allowing us to call you with different names. Whether it is Bhagavan, Yeshwar, Allah, God, Almighty, you are one, but you allow us to approach you through different paths and different ways. And every effort, every path culminating at your feet. We thank you for giving us this opportunity to gather here in a brotherly, sisterly way. We feel so nice here because we forget our differences. We forget our ways of approach to you. We forget our spirituality. But we are gathered here as human beings, as brothers and sisters. We thank you for this gathering. We thank you for Bhagavan Sai Baba who gathers all of us together here. We thank you for the spirit of openness with which all of us are gathered here. We feel like pitching our tents here so that we come closer to each other. Create a wonderful, broad-minded human community with which we are accepting each other, able to live like brothers and sisters. May you bless our dreams. May our dream come true one day. We are here not as people of many religions, but as people of one God, people of one human community, seeing each other, recognizing your presence in each other, seeing others, human beings who also have same feelings, same thoughts, same dreams, same flesh and blood, same longings, same dreams to come closer to you, to be with you one day when our earthly journey is entered. The life of each one of us has begun in the same way. Our formation in the womb of our mothers was also the same. Feeling, same flesh, same blood. You have breathed your breath into all of us, and hence we are alive. Since we have committed ourselves to a human cause, we would like to pray, O Almighty, make us a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us bring love. Where there is injury, your pardon. And where there is doubt, true faith in you. Make us a channel of your peace. Where there is despair in life, let us bring hope. Where there is darkness, through our efforts, only light. And where there is sadness, ever joy. Where there is disunity, unity. O Master, grant that we may never seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all our souls. Make us channel of your peace. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in reconciling we are reconciled. It is in giving to all that we receive. It is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Help us to bury our ego. Help us to bury our doubt in each other. Help us to understand our capacity to love, to reconcile, to live in unity with each other.
The next prayer is from the faith of Sikhism. We have Gyani Gurbachan Singh Ji, who is the Jathedar of the Akal Takht at Harmandir Sahib, the Golden Temple, Amritsar. Gyani Gurbachan Singh Ji.
Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh. Ad Gure Naman Jugad Gure Naman Sri Gurudeva Nama Tum Thakur Tud Pahe Ardaas Jiyo Pind Sab Teri Raas Tum Mat Pita Hum Barik Tere Tumri Kirpa मैं सुख कनेरे कोई न जाने तेरा अंत उचेते उच्चा भगवं सगल सामग्री तुमरे सूत्र तारे सगल सामग्री तुमरे सूत्र तारे नानक नाम चढ़दी कला तेरे भाणे सरबत दा पाला वाहिगुरु जी का खालसा वाहिगुरु जी की फतेह।
We have the next prayer from Judaism. I invite Rabbi Ezekiel Isaac Malika, the Honorary Secretary of Judaism Synagogue, New Delhi.
ओम श्री साई राम। प्रेयर फ्रॉम जुडाइज्म इन हिब्रू फॉलोड बाय इन इंग्लिश। मिजमोर ले दावीद आदोनाय रोई लो एहसार बिनो देशे यार बिसेनी अलमे मेनु होत एना हाले निप नापशीप एशो बेप यान हे निप बेमा गेले से दे ले मान शेमो गाम किये ले बेगेन सालमावेत लो इरारा कियत्ता इम्मा दे शिवते का उभिशंते का हे माये नामोनी तारोक लेफानाय शुलखान ने गेब सोर राय दिशंता बश्ये में नोशी कोसी रे वैया आक तो वाये से इर्दे पुनी कोलिये में हैया वेशप्ति बेबेता दोनाय ले ओरे क्या में ओ से शालोम बिम्रुमाव हुया से शालोम आलेनो वे आल कोल इस्राएल वे इम्रु आमें या से शालोम या से शालोम शालोम आलेनु वे अल कोल इस्राएल या से शालोम शालोम आलेनु वे अल कोल इस्राएल या से शालोम शालोम आलेनु वे अल कोल इस्राएल या से शालोम शालोम आलेनु वे अल कोल इस्राएल। The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down green pastures. He leads me gently beside the still waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the Lord is with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of mine adversaries. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for length of days. Amen.
The next prayer is from the faith of Jainism. I call upon Acharya Dr. Lokesh Muni, the founder president of Ahimsa Vishwa Bharati.
Namo arahantanam, namo siddhanam, namo ayriyanam, namo uvajhayanam, namo loye sabbasahunam. Eso panchanamokkaro, sabva pavappanasano, mangalanam cha sabbesing, padamam havai mangalam, chattari mangalam, arahanta mangalam, siddha mangalam, sahu mangalam, kevalipannatto dhammo mangalam. Chattari logottama, arahanta logottama, siddha logottama, sahu logottama, kevali vannatto dhammo logottamo. Chattari saranam pavajjami, arahante saranam pavajjami, siddhe saranam pavajjami, sahu saranam pavajjami, kevali vannattam dhammam saranam pavajjami. Khamemi sabba jive, sabbe jiva khamantume, मिट्टी में सब हुएसु वेरम मज्जन केणई. मैं सबसे क्षमा याचना करता हूं अपनी तमाम भूलों के लिए. आप सभी मुझे क्षमा प्रदान करें. सभी मेरे मित्र हैं. मेरा किसी से वैर का भाव नहीं हो. भगवान महावीर कहते हैं, हम अपने अस्तित्व की तरह दूसरों के अस्तित्व को स्वीकार करना सीखें. हम अपने विचारों और भावनाओं की तरह दूसरों के विचारों और भावनाओं का आदर करना सीखें. यहीं से अहिंसा धर्म का शुभारंभ होता है. ओम अरहम.
We now have the next prayer from the faith of Baha'i. I call upon Sri Dinesh Rao, the Secretary of the State Baha'i Council, Karnataka.
While I was sitting there, I was contemplating which prayer to say. And I realized Bhagwan is here. And let Bhagwan guide each one of us in whatever name we call to serve the humanity. O Bhagavanta Nanage Margadarshana Needu Nannannu Rakshisu ನನ್ನ ಹೃದಯ ದೀವಿಗೆಯ ಪ್ರಜ್ವಲಿಸು ದೇವೀಪ್ಯಮಾನವಾದ ನಕ್ಷತ್ರದಂತೆ ಮಾಡು ನೀನು ಅಪಾರ ಶಕ್ತ ಹಾಗೂ ಬಲಾಢ್ಯ ಓ ಭಗವಂತ ನನಗೆ ಮಾರ್ಗದರ್ಶನ ನೀಡು ನನ್ನನ್ನು ರಕ್ಷಿಸು ನನ್ನ ಹೃದಯ ದೀವಿಗೆಯ ಪ್ರಜ್ವಲಿಸು ದೇವೀಪ್ಯಮಾನವಾದ ನಕ್ಷತ್ರದಂತೆ ಮಾಡೋ ನೀನು ಅಪಾರ ಶಕ್ತ ಹಾಗೂ ಬಲಾಢ್ಯ.
ಆಕಾಶಾತ್ ಪತಿತಂ ತೋಯಂ ಯಥಾ ಗಚ್ಚತಿ ಸಾಗರಂ ಸರ್ವದೇವ ನಮಸ್ಕಾರಂ Keshavam pratigacchati. Sai Keshavam pratigacchati. As the raindrops falling from the sky end in the ocean as its destination, similarly, all different prayers made in different languages, two different forms, by different people, finally reach the Almighty. I thank all the multi-faith leaders for conducting this wonderful session of multi-faith prayers. Moving ahead, we now have a symposium on multi-faith encompassing the aspects, service as a unifying factor in all religions, love all and serve all, the bedrock of all faiths, and help ever and hurt never, the persona of followers of all faiths. To conduct this, I now invite Sri Kalyan Ray, who is an engineer by profession, joined the Government of India in 1968 and later moved to the United Nations in 1980. Sri Ray has served as a development administrator with the United Nations for 27 years. An ardent devotee of Bhagwan Baba, Sri Ray has served as the chairman of International Education Committee of the Sri Satya Sai World Foundation. In February 2011, Bhagwan appointed him to serve as a member of the Prashanti Council, the apex governing body of the Sri Satya Sai International Organization. Currently, he serves as a trustee in the Satya Sai Trust, West Bengal. Sri Kalyan Ray.
I offer my most loving, reverential pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Lord Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Honorable speakers, revered elders, brothers and sisters, dear students, we are beholden to Bhagavan Baba for permitting to organize this multi-faith symposium at the divine precinct of Prashanti Nilayam in his divine omnipresence. A magnificent Sarva Dharma Stupa stands very close to us within the precincts of Prashanti Nilayam. And I would invite and request all the religious leaders, the distinguished leaders, to make it a point to have a quick look at this before they leave after tomorrow's closing. On the glorious occasion of the 50th birth anniversary celebrations on 22nd November 1975, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba inaugurated this stupa, which enshrines the symbols of five major religions of the world. And the organization which bears his divine name carries the logo which also enshrines the five symbols of the five major religions of the world. This signifies, or this has become synonymous with the unity of all faiths. This evening we meet at this confluence of all faiths. Bhagavan Baba has reminded us again and again that he had not come to establish any new religion, that he had come to feed the roots of all religions. It was the year 2005, July, 22nd July, and we were here witnessing an international interfaith symposium where five leaders from all over the world had come to present their views and their perspectives on unity of all faiths. When the turn came for the rabbi, David Zeller, I still recall the name very well, he began by strumming the guitar and singing a soulful song in his mellifluous voice. This is the house of the Lord. This is the house of the Lord. I wish you all well here. And then he stopped. And he said that I'm disclosing something for the first time in my life. And that is this, that this is not my first visit to Prashanthi Nilayam. I came here 33 years ago in 1972, a wandering ascetic who was seeking truth all over the world. I finally came to India and I found myself in Prashanthi Nilayam. When I had the opportunity of a personal audience with Bhagwan Baba, I said, I wish to spend the rest of my life here in this divine atmosphere under your divine care. And Bhagwan said, my dear young man, have you read your own scriptures? Go back home, read your scriptures, follow your tradition. David Zeller returned home and went on to become a world famous rabbi, establish a network of conscious Judaism all over the world, and a center for spirituality, Jewish spirituality in Jerusalem. This is how Bhagavan Baba has touched innumerable lives and transformed them and led them to become good human beings. A Hindu, a better Hindu, a Muslim, a better Muslim, a Christian, a better Christian. With these words, I have the great privilege to invite the speakers, the speakers of this evening's symposium, the distinguished speakers. I will begin with Swami Shantatmananda, Secretary Ramakrishna Mission, and invite him to come and take the seat. Honorable Karma Galik Yutuk from Dharmasala. Mr. Shariar Vakil Vice President of Zoroastrian Association, Bangalore. Very Venerable 7th Chungpo Gyaltan Rinpoche from Kangra, Himachal Pradesh. Maulana Muhammad Shafiq Kasmi, President All India Imam Association from West Bengal, and the Chief Imam of Nakhoda Masjid, Calcutta. Professor Ali Muhammad Naqvi from the Department of Shia Theology at Aligarh Muslim University. Father Felix Jones, Secretary to the Commission for Interfaith Dialogue, Archdiocese of Delhi. Rabbi Ezekiel Isaac Malekar, Honorary Secretary, Judah Hayam Synagogue, New Delhi. Acharya Dr. Lokesh Muni, Founder President, Ahimsa Vishwa Bharati. Haji Saeed Salman Chishti, Gaddi Nashin, Dargah Ajmer Sharif, Chairman, Chishti Foundation. Maulana Abdul Rahman Mulla, General Secretary, All India Imam Association, West Bengal. Sri Dinesh Rao, Secretary, State Bahai Council, Karnataka. Sri Kunal Bhatt, Trustee, Swaminarayan Akshardham Trust. And at this point, I would like to introduce Gyani, Jathedar Gyani Gurbachan Singh, Akal Takht at Harminder Sahib, Golden Temple at Amritsar. At this point, I would like to introduce Shri Jatinder Chima, who will be moderating this multi-faith symposium. He is the state president of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, Delhi and National Capital Region. Sri Jatinder Chima is an eminent oil and gas infrastructure and natural resource lawyer. He is a partner at India's prestigious law firm at New Delhi and has over 26 years of legal experience. He's qualified in multiple jurisdictions to practice law in India, Canada, and Africa. Sri Chima advises national and international oil and infrastructure companies. He also advises foreign governments and the government of India on various policy issues. He serves on the boards of several educational and public service trusts. He is the president of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, as I have already mentioned, of Delhi and NCR, and he is also a member of the management committee of Sri Satya Sai International Center, New Delhi. And finally, I have a great pleasure and honor to introduce the chairman of today's symposium, none other than our Air Chief Marshal, and I call our because he is a part of our family for so many decades. He is an ardent, above all, he is an ardent devotee of Bhagwan Baba for so many decades, which precedes all his designations. Air Chief Marshal Dr. Nirmal C. Suri, PVSM, AVSM, VM, former Chief of the Indian Air Force. Air Chief Marshal Suri was commissioned into the Indian Air Force as a fighter pilot on 15th March 1952 and retired as the Chief of the Air Force on 31st July 1993. He holds a master's degree in military history and is Doctor of Philosophy from the Intercultural University in Netherlands. He also received the highest Air Force peacetime award from the Iraqi Air Force. In addition, he has been the recipient of 8 civilian awards, among which the Millennium Award, the Glory of India International Gold Medal, and the Ambassador of Peace Award were primarily for promoting universality of religion and communal harmony. He has been on the board of directors, governors of a number of organizations and institutions, and he has been frequently addressing religious forums, including churches and synagogues, on the concept of commonality of enunciations of all faiths. Jai Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, brothers and sisters, I'm delighted to be here this afternoon and particularly to be able to interact with this erudite and most eminent gathering of the heads of the various religions. A lot has been spoken of in terms of interfaith and multifaith since last evening. And therefore what I intend to do is not to repeat them, but to touch on four salient aspects that I consider to be of great significance to us. The first is, of course, that we are not a religious organization, and we do not believe that spirituality is an esoteric pursuit. For us, Sai devotees, spirituality is living a life full of human values. It is in this context that such great emphasis has been laid on love all, serve all, help ever, hurt never, manav seva is mother seva, and the hands that serve are holier than the lips that pray. Religion to us is only a stepping stone to spirituality. And we believe that nobody is born in a religion. A religion has to be born in you. And therefore religion has to be discovered, rediscovered, and rediscovered till such time as the quintessence of the religion is appreciated. All religions to us, speaking metaphorically, is like the rivers, various rivers which eventually flow into the one and only ocean and merge with it. It is because of this belief that each one of us treat all religions with fervor and the greatest passion, just as we treat our own. I would like to mention that as we grow in age, we grow in wisdom, we grow in consciousness, the perceptions and the understandings of religion must change just as much as the path to God and also the image of God. Let me explain this in another way. For us, and to my understanding, life is just like in a huge mass of water flowing uncontrolled manner over the earth's surface, bringing in its wake death, devastation, and destruction. So God puts two banks to it, and these two banks make the water go in a channelized manner, making the soil fertile, and thereby helping the vegetable, the animal, and the human kingdom survive. Similarly, from birth to death, two walls must be put in the case of the human being. The first wall, I will reiterate, is that there is only one religion, the religion of love. There is only one caste, the caste of humanity. And there is only one language, the language of love, and only one God who is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. The second bank is what Sai Baba has told us repeatedly: pray to whomsoever you want, call him by any name that you wish or attribute any title to him, but pray assiduously, and the prayer will reach the one and only God that you are not appreciative about. Based on this, I said 15 years ago that since Bhagwan Satya Sai Baba has enunciated this, I must give it a try and experience it. So, a small sample. Yatra Geshwar Krishna, Yatra Partha Dhanudara, Tatra Shir Vijo Bhadir, Deva Nitar Matir Mama. Om Chanu Devi Rabishte Apu Bham Tu Pitiye, Om Chachuchu Om Kante, Om Rade, Om Vak Vak Prana Prana Nabi, Om Shanti Shanti. Shemoya Zarel Adanoya Lehenu Adanoya Khada Amin. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim al-Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmuddin Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in Ihdina Sirata al-Mustaqim Sirata al-Ladhina An'amta Alayhim Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim Wa Ladhdallin Ameen Ek Onkar Satnam Karta Purakh Nirbhay Nirbhay Akal Murat Anisan Bhang Gurpachat Jap Aad Sat Jugad Sat Ayvi Sat Nodak Nanak Khusi Bhi Sat Asham Vahu Vastamasti Ustasti Ustamay Yadi Shai Vastai Asham Buddham Shananam Gacchami Sangam Saranam Gacchami Daman Saranam Gacchami Namo Aryanthanam Namo Siddhanam Namo Airayanam Namo Ubajayanam Namo Loya Sabar Saunam Ye Bahulabba Ye Bahulabba Ye Bahulabba La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Asutama Sadgamaya Tamasuma Jyotirgamaya Mrityurma Amritam Gamaya Samastha Loka Sukhinau Bhantu Samastha Loka Sukhinau Bhantu Om Shanti Shanti I know that my prayers have reached Bhagwan, Satya Sai Baba, because I have prayed to him just now assiduously, and I know that it has reached him because I feel a deep sense of love within me, and a chest that is expanding with love, and although I don't know most of you present over here, but I feel a deep sense of affinity and love with each one of you. It is my recommendation to the panelists over here, that maybe you try this also in your spare time and see and feel the bliss that I have received and experience it to know what is the depth of a prayer. If you believe that there is only one God, but if you are parochial, then I'm afraid this prayer is meaningless. Finally, I would like to say that a lot of time has been wasted in these forums, starting from the point where the first interfaith or multi-faith forum took place in 1893 in Chicago, from Swami Vivekananda's time till now. And we have not achieved the targets that we achieved for and looked for. And that was primarily because we discussed only the differences of religion and not what were our commonalities and what were basically our shared values. And I will now end by a small prayer to Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. And to him I pray, God give us the strength to carry a heart that does not have hate, a tongue that does not hurt, a touch that does not wound, and a body dedicated to the service of others. Bless you, Sai Ram. Thank you.
Chief Marshal Zuri for a very lucid and remarkable perspective of living with Swami's message in your own life. Thank you very much. Moving on to the symposia for this evening, we all are familiar with the three themes that have been set for this program. I need not repeat since morning repeatedly, service to man, service is service to God, love all, serve all, help ever, hurt never, have figured in speeches of many revered speakers this morning. I will straight away go to the first topic of our discussion, which is service to man is service to God. Vinaya Mahavaga, in the Buddhist faith, says, O monks, you will consider service to a sick one as a service to me. Karmaji, may I call upon you to expound from the Buddhist perspective on the service to man is service to God.
Thank you, sir. Dear brothers and sisters, first of all, I'm very pleased, honored to be among you, and very warm greetings to all of you from Central Tibetan Administration and on behalf of all the Tibetan Buddhists all over the world. So, about this service to man is service to God, and all these three themes, in fact, according to Buddhism, but for your information, since lately we are calling the teachings and the doctrine of Buddha as Buddha Dhamma rather than Buddhism. So according to the Buddha Dhamma, all these three themes are completely in tune with, as you have explained, and you have been explaining since yesterday. So we fully agree on all of them. Now on the first, how a service to man is a service to God or the highest divine entity. According to the Buddha Dhamma, yes, actually the Buddha Dhamma begins and ends with the service and the for the well-being of what we call all sentient beings. So that goes a little beyond the humankind. So being so, and when the very purpose of the Buddha Dhamma is for all sentient beings, then I think serving them have to be and must be the same as serving the Almighty. Now in this regard, as you know, the Buddha Dhamma sometimes goes very analytically. So we have, this is very obvious, but then if we try to analyze and give some more convincing reasons, then our faith in the same would become much stronger. So for that, first of all, the mankind and in fact all living beings, we are in the same condition, wishing for happiness and not wanting any suffering or misery. So this is equal to everybody. And now the best service to the living beings would be to help out in this situation. So the whole Buddha Dharma comes around in this mission of eliminating the sufferings from all living beings and giving the supreme state of happiness to all living beings. So in this regard it becomes very relevant and reasonable and acceptable. Thank you.
Saint Matthew's in Gospel, chapter 23, verse 11, says, "The greatest among you will be your servant." Father Felix Jones.
Thank you. I will, since you mentioned that phrase, I will try to base it on that. In Christian tradition, the Gospel of Matthew 23, there is a description about the last judgment. At the end of the world, God will gather all humanity together, and He will separate them. The so-called good people on His right, and not so good people on the left. He would tell the good people, "When I was sick, when I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was sick, you came to visit me. When I was in prison, you visited me." And they would in return ask, "Lord, when did we feed you? When did we give you a drink? When did we visit you?" Then the answer would be, "Whatsoever you do to the least of your brothers and sisters, you do that to me." Then he would say the same thing to those on his left. Then they would ask, "When did we not feed you?" Then answer would be the same. "As long as you did not feed one who was hungry, one who was thirsty, one who was sick, one who was present, one who was naked, you did not do that to me." So we would like to base, or we base that, all our responses. That's why you would find many Christian institutions catering to the poor, needy, and those who are on the margin of the society. Based on this one, service to human beings is service to God. Because I would see every human being as an image of God. In another way, I would see him or her as God himself, God herself. Thank you.
Hazrat Muhammad Sahab, there's a reward for kindness for every living thing. Maulana Abdul Rahman Mulla Sahab, I would like you to expound on this.
Hazirin Majlis aur Satya Sai Organization ka Izzat Mahab Karkun aur puro Satya Sai Organization ke puro parivar hai hamari taraf se sabhi ke shuddha aur hardik abhinandan. Assalamu alaikum. Hamara yahan pe aana pehle martaba hua aur hum aake jo dekh rahe hain क्या के शांति के जो वातावरण, शांति की जो माहौल और हर तरफ शांति शांति की एक आवाज, तो मेरे दिल में एक ख्याल आता है कि इस पुट्टापुट्टी गांव से और इस सत्यसाई ऑर्गेनाइजेशन के परिवार से सिर्फ आंध्र प्रदेश में नहीं, सारे इंडिया में ऐसे ही शांति का वातावरण फैल जाए और हमारे सामने जो इस ऑर्गेनाइजेशन के छात्र छात्राएं हैं, तो इस देश के भविष्य हैं, तो हम उम्मीद करते हैं कि उनके जरिए ये शांति के हथियार आ जाए और देश के भ्रष्टाचार खत्म हो जाए और देश के चलाने वाले और शांति के वातावरण पर बनाने वाले इनके हाथ में आ जाए। हमारे नबी मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम 40 साल की जब उम्र हुए थे, जब इस्लाम का शुरू हुआ, हदीस शरीफ में आता है, कुरान के बाद हदीस का दर्जा है, तो हदीस शरीफ में आता है जे वो बचपन से दयालु थे बहुत, दूसरों को दुख और दर्द के वो तड़प उठते थे और कुछ करना चाहते थे, लेकिन थे तो अनाथ, उनके पास कुछ नहीं था, लेकिन जो भी कुछ बनता था वो दूसरों के दुख और दर्द में और शामिल होते थे। हदीस में आता है कि वो जाहिलियत और मूर्खता की एक युग था और वो लंबा युग था, और वहां पे जो लड़की पैदा होती थी तो उनके माहौल में ये चालू था, तो लड़की को जिंदा दफन कर देते थे, तो उनके दिल में इतना दुख और दर्द हुआ कि वो जवानी में, नबुवत से बहुत पहले जवानी में एक कमेटी बनाया और उस कमेटी का नाम दिया अहलुल फुजूल, और वे कहा कि जिनके घर में लड़की है और बाप माँ नहीं पाल सकते तो हमारे पास ले आए, हम उनको पालेंगे। तो लड़कियों का दर्जा बहुत कम था और उनकी इज्जत बहुत कम थी, तो उन्होंने फिर ऐलान किया, जब नबुवत उनको मिली और इस्लाम को फैला हुआ ऐलान किया, ये जिनके घर में 3 लड़कियां होंगी उनके लिए हम जन्नत की खुशखबरी देते हैं, और सिर्फ जन्नत की खुशखबरी नहीं, वो दो उंगली को इस तरीके से उठाया और जन्नत में हम और वो एक साथ इस तरीके के रहेंगे। फिर उनके साथियों में से किसी साथी ने सवाल किया कि हजरत, अगर किसी के 3 लड़की नहीं 2 लड़की होगा, 2 लड़की अगर उनके घर में हुई तो क्या हुआ, क्या होगा? तो कह रहे वो भी हमारे साथ रहेंगे। किसी ने फिर सवाल कर दिया, 2 नहीं अगर 1 लड़की किसी के घर में हुई तो उसके साथ क्या मामला होगा? तो कह रहे जन्नत में वो भी हमारे साथ ही होंगे। तो उन्होंने सबसे पहले जो लड़की उस माहौल में एक बेइज्जत की निगाह से देखते थे, देखे जाते थे, तो उनको, उस लड़की को और उन औरतों को इज्जत दी और मानव सेवा किया। मानव सेवा इस्लाम धर्म में सबसे बड़ा धर्म, यहां तक के हदीस में आता है कि अगर माँ नमाज पढ़ रही है और उसके बच्चे खेलते हुए वो सीढ़ी से वो देख लिया, नमाज के अंदर से उनके नजर में आ गई, उसके बच्चा खेलते हुए अगर सीढ़ी से गिरने वाला है तो नमाज छोड़ के उस बच्चे को पहले बचाए। कुरान के बाद सबसे पहले जो हदीस है, हदीस बुखारी शरीफ, इसका दर्जा दिया जाता है। तो बुखारी शरीफ में एक ही चैप्टर में 2 वाकया को मोहम्मद साहब ने जिक्र किया कि एक औरत थी जो बहुत नमाजी थी, इबादत गुजार थी, रोजे भी करती थी, रोजे भी वो रखती थी और इस्लाम का हर चीज को मानती थी, लेकिन एक बिल्ली ने उनके पाल रखी थी, तो बिल्ली बांधा हुआ रहता था, तो बिल्ली को ठीक टाइम पर वक्त पर उसको खाना नहीं देता था, तो बिल्ली ने बस दुआ कर दी कि अल्लाह हमें तो ये पाल के रख दिया है और बांध के रख दिया है, हमें छोड़ते नहीं है, तो हम भूखे रहते हैं, ये अल्लाह इसका फैसला आप कीजिए। तो मोहम्मद साहब ने कहते हैं कि उसका अल्लाह ने फैसला किया कि वो इतना इबादत गुजार होने के बाद भी उनका जहन्नम का फैसला हो गया। तो खिदमत सिर्फ इंसान के साथ नहीं, मखलूक के साथ खिदमत एक इस्लाम सिखाता है। और उसी चैप्टर में एक वाकया को मोहम्मद साहब ने और जिक्र करता है कि एक जिस्म फरोश औरत रास्ते से वो जा रही थी और देख रही है कि थोड़ी देर बाद जाके कि वहां एक कुत्ता है और प्यास इतना उनकी लगी कि कुत्ता प्यास की वजह से उनके जबान ने निकल आई बाहर, और वहां पे कुआं है, कुआं के चारों तरफ घूम रहा है, लेकिन वो क्या उनका दर्द दुख हुआ कि जी पानी नहीं पी रही है, तो उनको वो दुपट्टा और ओढ़ना फाड़ के और जूता लेके अपने मोजे उतार के और कुआं में डाला और कुआं से उसको निकाला, निकाल के उसको पानी पिलाया और अल्लाह के रहमत उन पर बरसी और कहा कि मोहम्मद साहब ने कहा कि उनका जन्नत का फैसला हो गया। तो मानव सेवा सबसे बड़ा धर्म, सबसे बड़ा सेवा। हमारे बंगाल में कई विद्वान गुजरे जैसे रविन्द्रनाथ ठाकुर, काजी नजरुल इस्लाम, इसी तरीके से एक विद्वान और आए थे जिनका नाम है स्वामी विवेकानंद। उन्होंने एक सेवा के लिए कविता उन्होंने कहा कि बहु रूपे सम्मुखे तुम्हार छाड़ी कोता खुजी जो ईश्वर जीवे प्रेम करे जई जोन सेवी जे ईश्वर। इस बात पर हमारी
धन्यवाद
खत्म कर।
धन्यवाद, धन्यवाद। May I request all our revered speakers to restrict their comments to the times which we have already shared with you. The Holy Talmud says the end result of wisdom is good deeds. Rabbi Ezekiel Malikar Saab.
At the outset, I would like to say that this is my second visit to this very holy place. I came here when Sri Satya Sai Babaji departed this world for heavenly abode, and when I come here I always feel the spiritual vibration. I don't think that we are all belong to the different caste and creed. We are all human beings. That is what he said. The all caste, real caste is your humanity. And when I look at that throne, I find that Sri Satya Sai Babaji is still sitting over there. His soul is there and guiding us and blessing us. Judaism says the God has created human being in his own image and likeness. In order to serve the humanity, first you must have all the virtues of Almighty. God, Lord, is compassionate. He is merciful. He is slow to anger. Abundance in love. Forgiveness, tolerant. So before we serve, we must have all these virtues and then only we will be able to serve. This afternoon, I happened to visit Sri Satya Sai Baba's hospital. I was so overwhelmed. What is we talk about the service to the humanity is not giving food or clothes or charity. I know that Judaism says charity will save you from the death. Normal the conception, we have the misconceived notions in our mind that service means give some money to the poor. No. What Satya Sai Babaji did, when he came here, there was no electricity in the nearby villages. He ensured that electricity is there in all the villages. There was no drinkable water. Drinking water was not available in the adjoining. Now you could see all the villages, they are having the drinkable water. His mother said to him, I would like to have the school for the children. He says, Ma, whatever you are talking about the school, I will give you the university. That is a real contribution in the field of education. His mother said, there are poor people, they don't have access to the health. Primary health care center. Satya Sai Babaji said, I will see that there are hospitals and all the incurable diseases will be cured in my hospital free of charge. That is a Satya, that is a humanity.
Thank you. Thank you,
and,
Rabbi.
To conclude, what Mahatma Gandhiji said, Vaishnava jana to tene kahiye jo peeda parai jane re. You understand. Recognize the sufferings, pains of others, then only you will be able to do the real service to the humanity. Thank you.
Zoroaster says, doing good things to others is not a duty, for it increases your own health and happiness.
Sri Shariar Vakil.
Thank you, Chima Sahib. At the very outset, I must say that this is my first trip here and I am bedazzled. I am totally surprised, pleasantly and amazed. Allow me to take poetic license from a very powerful couplet written from a philosopher poet and try to use it for this occasion. Jhalak parde ki thi, jhalak parde ki thi, jisne udaye hosh shahryar ke, aur nahi malam kya agar didar ho jata. Our religion has very simple and basic tenets of good words, good thoughts, and good deeds. Simple as that. When we talk of service to humanity, we're really talking about service to God. We believe that the path to righteousness, Asha as we say, is through selfless devotion to mankind. We believe that Hurashta, that is good deeds, is salvation for both the doer and the receiver. We believe that fundamentally in sharing one's material acquisitions is the basis of charity. We see service as a basis of non-discrimination. That is, serve irrespective of race, religion, gender. And therefore the community has been indoctrined to help humanity, society, and some examples are setting up of hospitals, nursing homes, educational centers, industries providing gainful employment to all, irrespective of their race, religion, or sex, and of course, serving the nation through defense forces. The proper study, it is said, the proper study of mankind is man. And if this be so, as both Mr. Pandya and Mr. Chima yesterday mentioned, that man is the most valuable entity in this world or this universe, and therefore the manifestation of the Almighty, the God, then serving man, isn't it serving God? Just as work is worship, so is serving humanity, serving God. Amen, amen, amen.
Hum Azor Hama Ashubid. Awwal Allah Noor Paya, Kudrat De Sab Bande, Ek Noor Se Sab Jab Upjaya, Kaun Bhale Kaun Mande. Gyani Gurbachan Singh Ji, your perspective from a Sikhism perspective. Hello.
Param Satkar Yog, आदरणीय वंदनीय समूह धर्म आचार्य प्रबंधक साहिबान और जितने भी बच्चे बच्चियां हाजिर ने, वाहेगुरु जी का खालसा, वाहेगुरु जी की फतेह। चीमा साहिब जी दे राही दास पहली वेरी इस अस्थान ते आया है, जिवें आप जी दूसरियां दे पासों भी सरवण कीता है कि जिन्हां विषयां दे उत्ते कामना रहत सेवा पर उपकार दी भावना, सब नूं प्यार करना, सब दी मदद करनी, किसे दा दिल ना दुखाउणा, ये जिहड़े विषय ने इन्हां विषयां दे ट्रांसलेशन ਸਾਈਂ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਅਸਥਾਨ ਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਹੋ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ। ਜਿਸ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਰ ਹਸਪੀਟਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਦੇ ਪ੍ਰਬੰਧ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ, ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ ਔਰ ਭਾਵਨਾ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਇਉਂ ਮਹਿਸੂਸ ਹੋ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਵਿਸ਼ਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਿੱਖਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਪਹੁੰਚੇ ਹਾਂ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਇੱਥੇ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਹੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਬਹੁਤ ਵੱਡੀ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਹੈ। ਔਰ ਸਾਈਂ ਜੀ ਭਗਵਾਨ ਦੀ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਭਗਵਾਨ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਪ੍ਰਸੰਨ ਖੇੜੇ ਦੇ ਸਹਿਤ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਔਰ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਜਿਤਨੇ ਵੀ ਪਿਕਚਰ ਦੇਖੇ ਨੇ, ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਚਿਹਰੇ ਤੇ ਖੇੜਾ ਇੱਕ ਨੂਰਾਨੀ ਝਲਕ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ। ਇਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਨੁੱਖਤਾ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਉਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਜੋ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ, ਜੋ ਟਰਸਟ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ, ਇਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਘੱਟ ਜਾਣਗੇ, ਥੋੜੇ ਪੈ ਜਾਣਗੇ ਅਗਰ ਇਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀ ਵਿਆਖਿਆ ਕੀਤੀ ਜਾਵੇ। ਗੁਰਮਤਿ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਦੀ ਭਾਵਨਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਤੱਕ ਹੈ, ਇੱਕ ਪਾਸੇ ਇੱਕ ਦੁਖੀ ਮਰੀਜ਼ ਹੋਵੇ, ਦੂਸਰੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਆਪ ਭਗਵਾਨ ਖਲੋਤਾ ਹੋਵੇ। ਤੇ ਸਾਡਾ ਧਰਮ ਇਹ ਗੱਲ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਦੁਖੀ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਨੀ, ਫਿਰ ਭਗਵਾਨ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਤੇ ਨਮਸਕਾਰ ਕਰਨੀ। ਔਰ ਕੇਵਲ ਕਹਿਣ ਮਾਤਰ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ, ਇਹ ਸਿੱਖ ਧਰਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪ੍ਰੈਕਟੀਕਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈ। ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਆਨੰਦਪੁਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੀ ਧਰਤੀ ਤੋਂ ਰੋਪੜ ਤੇ ਆਏ, ਇੱਕ ਵੈਦ ਲਾਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਹੈ, ਇੱਕ ਮਾਈ ਬਹੁਤ ਦੁਖੀ ਪੀੜਿਤ ਆਈ, ਦੂਸਰੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਆਏ ਸਨ ਉੱਥੇ। ਲਾਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਵੈਦ ਨੇ, ਡਾਕਟਰ ਨੇ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਉਸ ਮਾਈ ਦਾ ਇਲਾਜ ਕੀਤਾ, ਫਿਰ ਸਤਿਗੁਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਪਹੁੰਚਿਆ, ਸਤਿਗੁਰਾਂ ਨੇ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੀ ਗਲਵਕੜੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੈ ਲਿਆ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੱਸਦਾ ਹੈ। ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਦਾ ਫੈਸਲਾ ਹੈ, ਘੱਟ ਘੱਟ ਮੈਂ ਹਰ ਜੂ ਵਸੈ ਸੰਤਨ ਕਹਿਓ ਪੁਕਾਰ। ਔਰ ਜਿਤਨੇ ਵੀ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਤੇ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਨੇ ਜੀਵ ਪੈਦਾ ਕੀਤੇ ਨੇ, ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਜੋਤ ਹੈ। ਸਭ ਮੈਂ ਜੋਤ, ਜੋਤ ਹੈ ਸੋਏ, ਜਿਵੇਂ ਚੀਮਾ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਕਹਿ ਰਹੇ ਸਨ ਕਿ ਅਵਲ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਨੂਰ ਉਪਾਇਆ, ਕੁਦਰਤ ਕੇ ਸਭ ਬੰਦੇ ਏਕ ਨੂਰ ਤੇ ਸਭ ਜਗ ਉਪਜਿਆ, ਕੌਣ ਭਲੇ ਕੋ ਮੰਦੇ। ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਇਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਕਹੇ ਨੇ, ਹਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਚੰਗੇ ਬੁਰਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੋਈ, ਆਪਣੀ ਬੁਰਿਆਈ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਦੀ ਚੰਗਿਆਈ ਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਤੱਕੀਏ ਤੇ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਸਾਡਾ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਸਫਲ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ। ਜੋ ਪ੍ਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਹੈ, ਅਸੀਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੀ ਮਦਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਪ੍ਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਹੀ ਮਦਦ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪ੍ਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਹੈ। ਇਸ ਲਈ ਸਾਈਂ ਬੁੱਲੇ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਕਹੇ ਨੇ, ਮੰਦਰ ਢਾ ਮਸੀਤਾਂ ਢਾ ਦੇ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਢਹਿੰਦਾ, ਪਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਦਾ ਦਿਲ ਨਾ ਢਾਈ, ਦਿਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਦਿਲ ਭਰ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ। ਜਦੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਪੜ੍ਹਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਾਬਾ ਫਰੀਦ ਜੀ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ 15 ਭਗਤਾਂ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਹੈ ਔਰ 15 ਭਗਤ ਵੱਖੋ ਵੱਖ ਸਟੇਟਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ, ਵੱਖੋ ਵੱਖ ਧਰਮਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸੰਬੰਧਿਤ ਨੇ। ਭਗਤ ਫਰੀਦ ਜੀ ਇਸਲਾਮ ਧਰਮ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸੰਬੰਧਿਤ ਨੇ ਤੇ ਫਰੀਦ ਜੀ ਇਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨੇ, ਫਰੀਦਾ ਜੇ ਤਉ ਪਿਰੀਆਂ ਦੀ ਸਿੱਖ, ਹਿਆਓ ਨਾ ਠਾਹੇ ਕਹੀਂ ਦਾ। ਫਰੀਦ ਜੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਐ ਜੇ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਜੇ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਮਿਲਣ ਦੀ ਇੱਛਾ ਹੈ, ਤੂੰ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਨੂੰ ਅੱਲਾ ਤਾਲਾ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਫਿਰ ਕੀ ਕਰਨਾ ਪਵੇਗਾ? ਹਿਆਓ ਨਾ ਠਾਹੇ ਕਹੀਂ ਦਾ, ਫਿਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੇ ਹਿਰਦੇ ਨੂੰ ਨਾ ਦੁਖਾਵੀਂ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਖਾਲਕ 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 ਮੈਂ ਖਾਲਕ ਪੂਰ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ ਸਰਬ ਠਾਈ। ਨੰਦ ਲਾਲ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਇੱਕ ਬੜਾ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਕਿਹਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਦਿਲ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੋਇਆ, ਅਗਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਮਨੁੱਖ ਨੂੰ ਦੁਖੀ ਕਰੇਗਾ ਤੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਤੇ ਦੁਖੀ ਹੋ ਜਾਏਗਾ, ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਤੇ ਨਾਰਾਜ਼ ਹੋ ਜਾਏਗਾ। ਇਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਮਨੁੱਖਤਾ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਹੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਉਹ ਸੇਵਾ ਦੀ ਝਲਕ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਸਪਸ਼ਟ ਰੂਪ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ। ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ।
ਆਚਾਰਿਆ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ ਮੁਨੀ ਜੀ, ਜੈ ਜਨੇਂਦਰ। ਆਲ ਸੋਲਸ ਆਰ ਅਲਾਈਕ ਐਂਡ ਪੋਟੈਂਸ਼ਲੀ ਡਿਵਾਈਨ, ਨਨ ਇਜ਼ ਸੁਪੀਰੀਅਰ ਔਰ ਇਨਫੀਰੀਅਰ, ਸੇਜ਼ ਦ ਫੇਥ। ਕੁਡ ਯੂ ਪਲੀਜ਼ ਐਕਸਪਾਉਂਡ ਔਨ ਦੈਟ?
ਸਰਵਪ੍ਰਥਮ ਇਸ ਇੰਟਰਨੈਸ਼ਨਲ ਕਾਨਫਰੰਸ ਕੇ ਸਮੇਂ, ਇੰਟਰਫੇਸ ਸਿੰਪੋਜ਼ੀਅਮ ਕੇ ਅਵਸਰ ਪਰ, ਮੈਂ ਉਸ ਮਾਨਵਤਾ ਕੇ ਮਹਾਨ ਸੂਰਯ ਕੇ ਪ੍ਰਤੀ, ਜਿਨ੍ਹੇ ਲੋਕ ਸਤਿਸਾਹੀ ਕੇ ਨਾਮ ਸੇ ਜਾਣਤੇ ਹੈ, ਲੋਕ ਕਹਤੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸੂਰਯ ਅਸਤ ਹੋਤਾ ਹੈ, ਹਕੀਕਤ ਮੇਂ ਸੂਰਯ ਕਭੀ ਅਸਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਤਾ, ਕੇਵਲ ਹਮਾਰੀ ਨਜ਼ਰੋਂ ਸੇ ਓਜਲ ਹੋਤਾ ਹੈ। ਔਰ ਮੈਂ ਯੇ ਕਹਿ ਸਕਤਾ ਹੂੰ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਪ੍ਰਾਂਗਣ ਕੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਵਿਚਾਰੋਂ ਕੇ ਰੂਪ ਮੇਂ ਵਹ ਮਹਾਸੂਰਯ ਆਜ ਵੀ ਮੌਜੂਦ ਹੈ, ਜੋ ਸਬਕੋ ਮਾਨਵਤਾ ਕੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕੀ ਪ੍ਰੇਰਣਾ ਦੇ ਰਹਾ ਹੈ। ਜੈਨ ਧਰਮ ਮੇਂ 24ਵੇਂ ਤੀਰਥੰਕਰ ਭਗਵਾਨ ਮਹਾਵੀਰ ਕਹਤੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਆਤਮਾ ਕੇ ਰੂਪ ਕੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਬੜਾ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਛੋਟਾ ਹੈ, ਸਬਕੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਏਕ ਸਮਾਨ ਹੈ। ਔਰ ਇਸ ਲਈ ਉਹ ਯੇ ਵੀ ਕਹਤੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮਨੁਸ਼ਯ ਜਨਮ ਸੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਮ ਸੇ ਮਹਾਨ ਬਣਤਾ ਹੈ, ਕਰਮੋ ਸੇ ਮਹਾਨ ਬਣਤਾ ਹੈ। ਔਰ ਯਹੀ ਪ੍ਰੇਰਣਾ ਸਤਿਯ ਸਾਹੀ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਹਮਕੋ ਦੀ। ਦੂਸਰੇ ਮੇਂ ਜੈਨ ਧਰਮ ਨੇ ਯੇ ਕਹਾ, ਭਗਵਾਨ ਮਹਾਵੀਰ ਨੇ ਕਰਮਵਾਦ ਕੇ ਸਿਧਾਂਤ ਕਾ ਪ੍ਰਤਿਪਾਦਨ ਕਰਤੇ ਹੋਏ ਕਿ ਮਨੁਸ਼ਯ ਜਾਤੀ ਸੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੰਮਣੋ ਬੰਮਣੋ ਹੋਈ ਕੰਮਣੋ ਹੋਈ ਖੱਤੀਓ, ਮਨੁਸ਼ਯ ਕਰਮ ਸੇ ਬ੍ਰਾਹਮਣ ਖੱਤਰੀ ਸ਼ੂਦਰ ਔਰ ਵੈਸ਼ਯ ਜੋ ਹੈ ਵਹ ਜਨਮ ਸੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਮ ਸੇ ਹੋਤਾ ਹੈ। ਇਸ ਲਈ ਜਿਸਕੇ ਕਰਮ ਸ੍ਰੇਸ਼ਠ ਹੈ, ਜਿਸਕੇ ਸੰਸਕਾਰ ਸ੍ਰੇਸ਼ਠ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਆਤਮਿਕ ਰੂਪ ਸੇ ਹਮ ਸਭ ਕੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਸਮਾਨ ਹੈ, ਇਸ ਲਈ ਹਮ ਸਭ ਕਾ ਸਮਾਨ ਰੂਪ ਸੇ ਆਦਰ ਕਰੇ। ਅੰਤ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਬਾਤ ਕੋ ਸੰਪੰਨ ਕਰੂੰ, ਜਿਸਸੇ ਕਿ ਸੀਮਾ ਜੀ ਕੋ ਕਾਰਡ ਦਿਖਾਨੇ ਕੀ ਨੌਬਤ ਨਾ ਆਏ, ਕਿੰਤੂ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਮੈਂ ਸਤਿਯ ਸਾਹੀ ਕੀ ਤਸਵੀਰ ਕੋ ਦੇਖਤੇ ਹੋਏ ਅਭੀ ਅਭੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਮਨ ਮੇਂ ਜੋ ਖਿਆਲ ਆਇਆ ਕਿ ਸਨੇਹਿਲ ਨਜ਼ਰੋਂ ਸੇ ਨਿਹਾਰਾ ਵੋ ਨਿਹਾਲ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ, ਸਨੇਹਿਲ ਨਜ਼ਰੋਂ ਸੇ ਨਿਹਾਰਾ ਵੋ ਨਿਹਾਲ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ, ਔਰ ਤਿਰਛੀ ਨਜ਼ਰੋਂ ਸੇ ਨਿਹਾਰਾ ਤੋ ਵੋ ਬੇਹਾਲ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ। ਆਪ ਸਭੀ ਦੇਖੀਏ ਫੋਟੋ ਕੀ ਤਰਫ, ਸਨੇਹਿਲ ਨਜ਼ਰੋਂ ਸੇ ਨਿਹਾਰਾ ਤੋ ਨਿਹਾਲ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ, ਔਰ ਤਿਰਛੀ ਨਜ਼ਰੋਂ ਸੇ ਨਿਹਾਰਾ ਤੋ ਬੇਹਾਲ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ। ਅਰੇ ਅਜਬ ਨਜ਼ਾਰਾ ਹੈ ਤੇਰੇ ਨੈਨੋ ਕਾ ਸਾਈ, ਨਜ਼ਰੇ ਫਿਰਾਲੀ ਜਿਸਸੇ ਵੋ ਕੰਗਾਲ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ। ਹਮ ਸਭੀ ਇਨਕੀ ਨਜ਼ਰੋਂ ਕੀ ਪ੍ਰਤੀ ਔਰ ਸਬਸੇ ਬੜਾ ਇਨਕੇ ਨਜ਼ਰੋਂ ਕੇ ਪ੍ਰਤੀ ਸਮਰਪਣ ਹਮਾਰਾ ਯਹੀ ਹੋਗਾ, ਜੋ ਉਨਕੇ ਅਧੂਰੇ ਕਾਰਯ ਜੋ ਸ੍ਰੇਸ਼ਠ ਕਾਰਯ ਹੈ ਉਨ ਸਬਕੋ ਹਮ ਮਿਲ ਕਰਕੇ ਕੈਸੇ ਪੂਰਾ ਕਰੇ, इसलिए मैं समस्त जन्मेदिनी को आह्वान करता हूं कि आओ मिलकर बैठें, आपस में बात करें, आओ मिलकर बैठें, आपस में बात करें, चार कदम ही सही चलने का साथ करें। यो तो दूरी से दूरी बढ़ती जाएगी, कभी तो हम खुद से खुद की मुलाकात करें। ओम अरहम।
धन्यवाद आचार्य जी। रिंपोचे जी, ताशी डेलेक, थिंक लाइटली ऑफ योर सेल्फ एंड डीपली ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, सेज लॉर्ड बुद्धा। वी वुड लाइक यू टू एक्सपाउंड ऑन दैट।
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वुड लाइक टू पे माई हाइएस्ट रिस्पेक्ट्स टू Swami, who is very loved and respected, known as the Bhagavan. And then I would like to pay my respects to all the esteemed leaders of different faiths in the world here gathered today, and also to all the very hard-working, devoted members, the committee who has made this auspicious gathering possible today, and also of course to all the brothers and sisters who are gathered here today. When I went through the notes that you gave me a day back, I saw the word oneness, which was one of the most I think important teaching of Swamiji, which brought so much feeling right from within me. Because even as a Buddhist, we understand that all beings, irrespective of what kind we are, we have this nature in us which we call Buddha nature, which is perfect, which is limitless, which is beyond any limitation. So we call this the Buddha nature, and this resides in each and every one of us, we beings, irrespective of what kind we are. So in that sense, then, you know, we talk in the, as a Buddhist, we stress so much, and I think in all the other, you know, faiths, we stress so much on loving kindness, compassion. And in Buddhist, we say loving kindness, compassion shouldn't come from kind of a sense of, you know, feeling pity or kind of looking down on someone else and feeling sorry for someone else. Rather, it should come from respect towards others through this very understanding that all beings have this Buddha nature, the limitless potential in oneself. You know, so through that kind of understanding, then we develop genuine respect towards them. But though we have such potential in us, we misunderstand this with such a limited thing as I. You know, this limitless potential in us, we misunderstand with this I, mine or me. And it becomes so limited, which is of course relative. You know, so as a Buddhist, we try to develop compassion through this kind of understanding, and through selflessness, then we gradually develop the potential, the limitless potential in us, and so that way we recognize this limitless potential. And when that completely develops, or we we realize this full potential, then that is what we call Buddha. You know, so I think, so that way, then serving others, you know, to develop. So in our Buddhist practice, two ways most important. Like for a bird to fly, need two wings to flap. For us to clap, two hands to clap. So in the same way, for us, the method of loving kindness, compassion, and the wisdom of emptiness. You know, so through the method of loving kindness, compassion, we gradually develop the understanding of interdependency. Then we understand how important this is, and how, you know, this I is just a mere confusion, nothing more than that, through which all the other defilements such as ego, anger, so these kind of, we call them the conflicting emotions, arise. And because of this, then all sufferings are developed. So we eradicate that through the method of loving kindness, compassion, and then we develop the wisdom of emptiness through that, and we attain the realization. Thank you.
Thank you, Rinpoche. In the garden of thy heart, plant not but the rose of love, Baha'u'llah. Brother Rao, please expound on this.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chima. Service is very central in the Baha'i faith. Like how we worship, similarly, worship and service go hand in hand. And service, when it is done with a very pure motive, without any intention, rendered to the benefit of humanity, rendered to the oneness of mankind, that service forms the highest station of service that each one of us could benefit through. In the last 2 days, yesterday and today, I actually experienced that through innumerable sacrificial service initiatives that Swamiji has initiated, and all the other volunteers have been carrying out. Especially this morning, I was very touched when we all visited the hospital. And what I realized is that without any expectation, without any motive, the intent is to only see that how people who are suffering are cured as quickly as possible. Service according to Baha'i faith is also the commitment to quality. And this morning, when the Vedas were chanted, for I think it was more than half an hour, but you know, the way it was chanted, with dedication, with the commitment, with spirituality, that is service for us. This afternoon, I actually reached a little early, and I was talking to one of the volunteers. So I asked him, you know, are you doing your service here? He said, yes, I'm doing my service. And when I asked him, what do you do? So he told me what he does. Then I asked him, aren't you worried? Because, you know, you have left your home, you have left your profession. Maybe this is a time when actually you will lose a lot of material things when you go back. He said, no, this is my service, and I am very confident with what Swamiji has given the teachings. You know, when we selflessly do that, God will return us 10 times more than what I am giving it today. So service actually helps us to develop our own individual capacity to do something more. Service also helps us to connect with the outside world. If we only pray in our own home, if we only meditate, if we only read the holy writings, but if we don't connect with the outside world, we will not know what is the need of the outside world. And this, I think, through, you know, the experience, through the history, we all know how Baba actually identified the need and initiated number of social projects, which are service projects, which is helping the humanity. So service brings us closer to God. Service is like prayer, and through prayer, we also help the humanity. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I slept and dreamt that the life was joy. I woke up and saw that life was service. I acted and behold, service was joy, says Lord Rabindranath Tagore. Swami Shantatmananji.
First of all, a big, big thank you to the wonderful organizers of this beautiful function. In fact, such interfaith meets really strengthen our individual beliefs. Service has been a part of our Indian tradition. Bharat ki tradition ke andar, seva. Manav seva is Madhav seva and so on. So this idea of service is very much part of our tradition and culture. Not only that, even at the individual level, Pitrarin, Devarin, Pashurin, in so many ways this service is emphasized. But you know, slowly over a period of time, this was, you know, perhaps, you know, taking a seat in the back rows, it was receding. So probably that is why, you know, extraordinary people again and again come to this earth to re-emphasize the old Sanatana Dharma, say our like Prince Satya Baba and others. So, you know, when this idea was being, you know, discussed little, you know, it was taking a back seat, so to say, naturally the advent of Sri Ramakrishna made a big difference. One day he was discussing in his room the idea of service. How it was? It was a philosophical discussion about how the idea of compassion, daya, was being talked about. Immediately he went into his trance, and when he came down he said, no, how can you show daya or compassion to another? You yourself is such an insignificant worm-like entity. So he said, it is not daya, but it is service of God, service of man as service to God. That day many were present in that room, including Swami Vivekananda, was only Narendranath at that time. He said, today I have heard something new, and should God give me an opportunity, I will establish it before the whole world. So he developed this concept. Later on when he went to America and he came back, he set up the Ramakrishna Mission with the twin ideas, Atmano Mokshartam Jagat Hitayacha. Emancipation or spiritual evolution of the individual, at the same time service to humanity. So now that takes us to the question, why at all should we serve? Again the question, why should we serve? Even the idea of ethics, morality, etc. are often demanding explanation. Why should be so? Here lies the answer we have in the Isavasya Upanishad. Isavasyam idam sarvam. Whatever you say is only the Lord everywhere. And also the ancient idea, ekam sat vipra bahudha vadanti, or sarvam kaliidam brahmam. Whatever you see, only is the consciousness of the Brahman. So this higher idea is really the motive or the driving force behind service. So what Swami Vivekananda did was to convert this service into a mode of sadhana. Why at all we should serve? Unless it takes us to a higher dimension of life, unless it becomes spiritually elevating years, service will not be that way, likable at all. People would not, it is not like doling out something or helping something at a gross physical level. So you know, the idea of seeing God in man, initially when you do it, obviously it is difficult. You see the duality, you see you are different, the person who is being served is different. But again and again with the idea, this should elevate me to a higher level of existence, I should find out my own spiritual moorings. With that idea, if you do service, whatever be the service, maybe annadana, maybe medical service, education, vidyadana, even whatever you do, anything that is done as an offering to God or a superior entity before you, that elevates you. But then where does it take you? Ultimately the idea, all this is pervaded by the God himself or the supreme entity called Brahman or Atman. At that time, you realize you are one of that, and there is no difference between the served and the server. That's why Swami Vivekananda said, he gave a wonderful definition of humanity. He said, each soul is potentially divine. The goal is to manifest this divinity. Do this either by work or worship or psychic control or philosophy, by one or more or all of these, and be free. This is the goal of religion. All of us at the ultimate, at our own intrinsic levels, constantly we seek freedom. Freedom from anything that afflicts us at whatever level. So we should remember the entire goal of humanity is freedom, and service is an extraordinary means or the method or the path to which all of us can really reach towards that great goal of freedom. Thank you.
मुझमें अब सब रंग तुम्हारा है अब तो कह दे कि तू हमारा है सलमान चिश्ती भाई अब आपकी बारी है
बिस्मिल्लाह रहमान रहीम आई बिगिन विद द नेम ऑफ अल्लाह हू इज मोस्ट मर्सीफुल एंड मोस्ट कंपैशनेट I extend my revered respect, regard to His Holiness Satya Sai Baba, the Central Trust, the organization, and all the devotees and students of Satya Sai Baba who have brought us together this day and truly living each moment of the jewels of wisdom which were shared. Today, being here with all of you, all the respected masters, when I got the invitation for this multi-faith conference, the theme itself was something that we have grown up being in Ajmer Sharif, where Hazrat Khaja Mohinuddin Hasan Chishti, who is known as Ghareeb Nawaz, who took care of the poor, the downtrodden, the strangers, he said back in the 11th century, love towards all and malice towards none. And when I read these words, love all, serve all, I feel it's a coming home for me, not to a place which I have been invited. Ajmer Sharif mein hum bade hue hain, ye char nazm sunte hue, tera dayar hai dar as salam ya khaja. Your abode is the abode of peace, O Khaja. Nai tajalliyan hai subho sham, ya Khaja. There is a divine grace and light, morning and evening at your abode. Na fikr mein na ghame jam tere maston ko. The one who are drunk with ecstatic love that you have encharged, have no fear and no sadness. Teri ek nazar se chalta hai kaam, ya Khaja. Just with our loving glance, our work goes on. To us nazar-e-karam ke baare mein Lokesh Muni ji sahab ne badi khubsurat nazm Sai Baba ke liye pesh ki thi. I won't repeat that, but that was a beautiful nazm. So it's really the benevolence and the grace of eyes, the loving care that really makes our daily life goes on the way we are serving humanity. Hazrat Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, he asked in his messages, and very profound message, which I'll share with all of you, that if we all want to be in closeness to the Creator, we must serve ourselves, engage our life in serving the creation. So develop three qualities of nature: river-like generosity, earth-like hospitality, and sun-like bounty in our character, in our everyday life. Because these attributes of nature never make any distinctions or differences among the one they are serving, the humankind. Khaja Sahab has said there are only two entities, a creator and the creation. So if you want to be close to the creator, serve the creation unconditionally. That's why the services of food, the langar that has been served every day, a vegetarian sweet rice meal from last 800 years, in Dargah Ajmer Sharif, unconditionally. That's the way to get close to the Creator. I'll just take two more minutes, because this is very important to share. The last sermon, the last teaching of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, which was in Persian, won't take about a minute. And this I always conclude my remarks, and this is so much in relevance of today's gathering, which became the guiding principle of Chishti Sufi order back in the 11th century, when Khaja Sahab has asked all his devotees and the human family, love all and hate none. Mere talk of peace will avail you not. Mere talk of God and religion will not take you far. Bring out all the latent powers of your being and reveal the full magnificence of your immortal self. Be surcharged with peace and joy and scatter them wherever you are and wherever you go. Be a blazing fire of truth. Be a beauteous blossom of love and be a soothing balm of peace. With your spiritual light, dispel the darkness of ignorance, dissolve the clouds of discord and war, and spread goodwill, peace, harmony among the people. Never seek any help or charity or favors from anybody except God. Never go to the courts of kings, but never refuse to bless and help the needy and the poor
if they come to your door. This is your mission, to serve the people. Carry it out dutifully and courageously. And these last two lines really bring tears to my ears whenever I read them. And I'm sure this is a sacred trust which all of you, which are part of the Central Trust, and each one of you connected to this place also feels when the elders, the spiritual masters, said, so I, as your Piro Murshid, your spiritual master, may not be ashamed of any of your shortcomings on your part before the Almighty God and the holy predecessors who came before us. So here the Reverend Masters are asking us that any of our shortcomings should not make them ashamed. And I'm sure with today's service that you, all of you, are conscious that none of our acts, words or character should make them shame. Closing with the quote of Rumi, where he said, Baza, baza, haranche hasti baza. Sadbar ke togba shakasti baza. Idargae ma umidast. Idargae ma na umid nist. Come, come, come. Whoever you are, come. Even if you have broken your vow of repentance 100 times, come. Our doors are of hope. Our doors is not the door of despair. And alhamdulillah, our blessed land, India, is truly a door of hope for the whole of humanity, for all of India, for all the world. And from here, at this place, we open this door with all of you together. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Salman Chishti Sahab. The Rig Veda says the person who is always involved in good deeds experiences incessant divine happiness. Kunal Bhai Bhatt from Akshardham Temple.
Om Shri Jai. Om Shri Jai Sai Ram.
Kunal Bhai Jai Swami Narayan.
Om Shri Jai Sai Ram, Jai Swami Narayan. Thank you for inviting me in this wonderful occasion. I'll just take one extra minute, something which I experienced today morning. While we were immersed in the Vedic mantra were chanted here, I was sitting there in one of the chair. During the chanting of the mantras, I saw some birds were flying here, and in between I saw one pigeon coming closer to here, where it is written love all and serve all. The pigeon picked up a small stem with a leaf and flew away. And I thought, the message is reached. Love, peace, harmony, Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. The message is reached to even the birds. The 1 minute is over, which I had extra granted. My brothers who are sitting here, they must have faced with at least one question which I have been facing earlier by the new age intellectuals, that how do you mix spirituality and humanitarian service? Why do you mix these two things? That is very difficult to answer. Why do you mix spirituality and humanity service? I got the answer from my guru, which I saw it personified in this place. The answer from my guru Paramukh Swami Maharaj was, how can you separate it? Spirituality and service is the part of each other. You cannot separate it. We are living in an age where the concept of the Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam is very utopian, where the Sri Satya Sai Sansthan has come out with this, the multi-faith symposium with the concept of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. The spirituality and humanity service is in the foundation of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. The congregation which is held here is the biggest proof. We heard one sentence from Rig Veda in the morning session repeatedly, which are not the words which is in one corner of Rig Veda. There ekam satya vipra bahudha vadanti. On my right hand side is ekam sat, and on my left hand side is all the vipras sitting here. They all are sages. They all are Brahmins, I would call it. Because they preach their followers to the right path. And this collage of the multi-faith on one platform we can see only in India, nowhere else in the world. This is Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, where we are living in an age wherein one family, people are not familiar to each other. Though we have dared with this concept to perceive Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. I just end with my few words. My Guru Pramukh Sai Maharaj, in his legacy, Prakat Guru Mahan Sai Maharaj, spreading the message of Bhagavan Swaminarayan, summarizing all the summary, all the scriptures. I have not read Vedas. If I read, I will not understand. If I will understand, I will not be able to follow it. What shall I do? But from the depth of understanding the scriptures and living, our Guru imbibed one motto in the followers. In the joy of others lies our own. If we follow this, we will follow all those principles which Bhagavan Shri Satya Sai Baba wanted us to live with. Today he has inspired me to say a few words. I'll just end with that. Kisi ko Quran mein Khuda na mila, kisi ko Gita mein Bhagwan na mila, usko aasman mein kya Bhagwan milega jisko insaan mein insaan na mila. These words have true meaning at this place. Thank you so much to all the trustees, all the gatherings, the Sevak Dal. Thank you all the leaders of the different faith. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kunal Bhai. The best richness is the richness of the soul, says Prophet Muhammad. Professor Naqvi.
Thank you very much. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It is really a great experience to come to this holy land and to talk about the commonalities of the religion before the shrine of this great saint, Sri Sat Sai Baba. I was looking over the slogan or the teaching, the essence of the teaching of this great saint, which is written here in the shrine, love all and serve all. What are the foundations? Why we should love all? Why we should serve all? If we look over the commonalities of our bit among religions, which our the president was talking at the beginning, I have come to the conclusion that 80% elements in all religions are similar. There are commonalities, 80% commonalities. Why we are harping on these 20% differences? It is not surprising that we should love all. It is surprising why we are hating all. There, at least here, we have the masters before us. But to my humble mind, there are 14 commonalities among all religions. All religions share these 14 commonalities. The first is a belief in a supreme, eternal reality. I know that it is said that in Buddhism, Jainism, there is no concept of God. But we have the concept of the supreme reality. It may be Bodhisattva, it may be Tirthankar, he was speaking about that. And the second commonality, it is the faith in unseen. We call it Iman bil Ghaib. This is the difference between science and religion. Science deals with what is seen, religion deals with what is unseen. The third commonality is among all religions is the belief that this universe is not just matter. All the prophets, all the saints came to raise the vision of man from the perceptible to intelligible, from apparent to the hidden, and from limited to the unlimited. The fourth commonality among all religions is that there is a universe has a goal and is proceeding towards goal. The fourth commonality is that man is not just a body, and there is a divine spark in man. It is shared by all religions. The fifth commonality is that man has a mission and that mission is sublime. This is the common among all religions, you know. And the seventh commonality is that man is not just a body. And man's life will not come at, the story of human life will not come at end with the death. This eighth commonality is that all of us are accountable. We will be rewarded and punished for what we do. And this seventh commonality, the other commonality among all religions is the belief that there will be a hereafter. And the ninth commonality is that all religions believe that there are divine guides and divine guidances provided for man. Maybe in this, the belief in the prophets, the belief in the Jesus Christ, maybe the belief in the authors and in the saints. And the other commonality is among the rituals and the system of worship and the rites. And the 11th commonality is in the ethics. I will say that 90% of the ethical values in all religions are common. And the last it is spirituality. Here I will say there is no difference between any religion. So there are so many commonalities among the religions, but you will be surprised why I have mentioned the commonality among the religions, which all of us are talking here, and that is service to mankind, love all and serve all, which is written here. But I will say, I have not mentioned it deliberately, because a tree has branches. These 14 commonalities which I have mentioned, these are the branches. And the fruit of all these commonalities is love all and serve all. Thank you.
last but not the least, Maulana Shafiq Kazmi ji.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Aaj Shri Satya Sai Baba ke is darbar mein love al, serve al, help ever, heart never. ये बहुत ही अच्छा स्लोगन है और ये तकरीबन सभी धर्म का ये पहला हिस्सा है. मैं अपनी बात एक शेर से शुरू करता हूं. दर्द दिल के वास्ते पैदा किया इंसान को वर्णतात के लिए कुछ कम न थे करो बयां. अल्लाह ने इंसान को पैदा किया इंसान के दर्द को समझने के लिए, इंसान के दुख को समझने के लिए, वरना अल्लाह की इबादत के लिए फरिश्ते बहुत हैं, करोड़ों अरबों की तादाद में हैं. और हजरत मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने फरमाया है कि कयामत के दिन अल्लाह ताला इंसान से पूछेगा कि ऐ इंसान, मैं दुनिया में प्यासा था तुमने पानी नहीं पिलाया, मैं दुनिया में भूखा था तुमने खाना नहीं खिलाया, मैं दुनिया में बीमार था तुमने मेरी आयादत नहीं की, मैं दुनिया में नंगा था तूने मुझे कपड़े नहीं पहनाया. बंदा कहेगा ऐ अल्लाह, तुझे तो ना प्यास लगती है ना भूख लगती है, ना तू सोता है ना तू बीमार पड़ता है, फिर ये सवाल मुझसे अजूबा सवाल क्यों कर रहा है? तो अल्लाह कहेगा बंदे से कि ऐ बंदा, तुम्हारे पड़ोस में फला इंसान प्यासा था तुमने उसको पानी नहीं पिलाया, फला इंसान भूखा था तुमने उसे खाना नहीं खिलाया, फला इंसान बीमार था तुमने उसकी आयादत नहीं की, उसकी तिमारदारी नहीं की. ये इस्लाम का कंसेप्ट है, इस्लाम ये तालीम देता है. और इसी तालीम के तहत इस्लाम में एक सिस्टम है जो इस्लाम के पांच बुनियादों में पांचवा जो बुनियाद है उसको ज़कात कहते हैं. जहां जहां नमाज पढ़ने का जिक्र आया है, हुक्म आया है, वहीं ज़कात देने का भी हुक्म आया, यानी अपने माल से गरीबों की मदद करो, हेल्प करो. ये कुरान में लिखा हुआ है, ये मानव की खिदमत के लिए है. और इंसान के दरमियान, इंसान अपनी खिदमत से पहचाना जाता है. बहुत मशहूर मकूला है कि इबादत से जन्नत मिलती है और खिदमत से खुदा मिलता है. इबादत से जन्नत मिलती है और खिदमत से खुदा मिलता है, वो खुदा जो जन्नत का मालिक है. इसलिए हमें बगैर किसी भेदभाव के मानव की खिदमत करना, सबसे प्यार करना. हम सब के माँ बाप जो हैं एक हैं, वो हजरत आदम और हजरत हव्वा हैं. हम सब आपस में भाई बहन हैं, हम सब आपस में खूनी रिश्तेदार हैं. ये इस्लाम का थॉट है, ये इस्लाम सिखाता है, ये इस्लाम की तालीम है. इसलिए हम सब जब बीमार पड़ते हैं और हमें ब्लड की जरूरत पड़ती है तो नहीं देखा जाता है कि यह हिंदू का खून है या मुसलमान का खून है, वहां नहीं देखा जाता है कि यह क्रिश्चियन का खून है या यहूदी का खून है, वहां मानव का खून देखा जाता है, इंसान का खून देखा जाता है. और इंसान का खून इंसान को लगता है, इसलिए हम लोग आपस में खूनी रिश्तेदार हैं. पूरी दुनिया के इंसान हमारे माँ बाप, ये भाई बहन है हम सब. इसलिए आज श्री सत्य साई बाबा के मंच से मैं तमाम दुनिया के इंसानों को प्यार और मोहब्बत के इस पैगाम को आगे बढ़ाता हूं कि अल्लाह ताला हम लोगों को इसी तरह मिलजुल करके भाईचारा और मल्टी फेथ प्रोग्राम करने की तौफीक दे, ताकि यहां से इस श्री सत्य साई बाबा के मंच से जो बात फैले पूरी दुनिया में फैले, और आज दुनिया को इसी की जरूरत है। बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया। जय हिंद। खुदा हाफिज।
बहुत बहुत हजूर की हजूरी में बैठे हैं, और आज की शाम की कुछ खुशबू ऐसी है कि जो शेर ज्ञानी गुरबचन सिंह जी ने पहले उच्चारण किया, मैं एक बार फिर उसको आपके सामने रखना चाहूंगा। बाबा बुल्ले शाह कहते हैं, मंदिर टा मसीता टा दे जो कुछ टेंदा, एक ना टाई दिल बंदे दा, मेरा साई दिलां विच रहिंदा। माई ग्रेटफुल थैंक्स टू ऑल माई को पैनलिस्ट हियर। वी आर एक्सट्रीमली ग्रेटफुल एंड थैंकफुल टू ऑल ऑफ यू। मे आई नाउ इन्वाइट श्री निमिष पांडे, ऑल इंडिया प्रेसिडेंट, to give a vote of thanks.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Jai Sai Narayan to my brother. A lot of pigeons are already acting here, and I'm sure you love that. Ek chhoti si kahani yaad aa rahi, jo hamare केरला के स्टेट प्रेसिडेंट मुकुंदन साहब हमें मुझे बताते थे हमेशा कि सर्विस कौमों को कैसे जोड़ सकती है, हाउ सर्विस कैन बाइंड पीपल टुगेदर। आई जस्ट रिमेम्बर अ ब्यूटिफुल एग्जाम्पल विच हैपन विद द सत्य साई ऑर्गेनाइजेशन इन केरला सम टाइम बैक। देर वॉज ए रथ यात्रा ऑफ भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा विच वॉज टू पास बाय फ्रॉम वेरियस विलेजेस इन केरला। Proceeded towards one particular village. That village was completely by my Muslim brothers and sisters, were the dominant village of the Muslim community. And those was the days of the Babri Masjid anniversary. So when the Rath Yatra was going with bhajans and songs and everything, so the entire community of sevaks who were going with the Rath Yatra of Bhagwan Baba approached that village. So they decided with discrimination that mahol kuch theek nahi hai, chup chap yahan se jo rath hai, rath ki lights, they were closed down, the sound system was shut down, and they decided that they will go peacefully through this village. We don't want to disturb our brothers in this village, because the whole environment was very charged with some negativity. So they shut and they started crossing the village. Halfway down the village came out and stop this Rath Yatra completely. So my brothers and sisters, the sevaks, were all very concerned ki kuch galti to nahi ho gayi. Us gaon ke jo sarpanch the, jo musalman bhai, unhone bahar aake kaha, aapne lighten kyon band kar di? Why did you close the lights? Why have you stopped the singing? Start singing and start the lights. To unhone pucha, so they asked, why would you do this? Kya ho gaya? Are ye aise पीर की यात्रा है कि इनके प्यार का कोई मिसाल नहीं, क्योंकि उस गांव से दो पेशेंट की सर्जरी हमारे अस्पताल में फ्री ऑफ चार्ज हुई थी। सर्विस हैज द पोटेंशियल टू बाइंड ऑल रिलीजन्स एंड टेक मैनकाइंड बियॉन्ड टू अ रियल्म ऑफ स्पिरिचुअलिटी व्हिच इज माइंड बॉगिंगली ब्लिसफुल एंड हैप्पी। I think I thank all the panelists here today, because I think we've reinforced the faith of mankind that service is such a beautiful binding factor in all religions, which are so beautiful. And as Baba used to always say, every religion is a beautiful path to the same goal, as we have now learned in the sessions in today morning and evening. An amazing change of perception which is required. I remember there was a very Muslim education officer many years ago when we used to do the education program in the Delhi Municipal Corporation. And he did a little experiment with the children in the class. He put a lot of pictures. So there was a Sikh gentleman with a pagadi. So they asked, the education officer asked the student, who is this? He is a Sikh gentleman. Then came the another picture where there was the ochre robes and there was a student, there was a man's picture with ochre robes. So the education officer asked the student, who is this? He says, sir, he is a Hindu. Then there was the Buddhist monk's picture with the Buddhist attire and they were wearing. So he says, what is this? He is a Buddhist. After all these different faiths which were identified with their costumes were put up, there was suddenly one picture which had no costume, an ordinary man. So the education officer asked the student, who is this? So there was a pin drop silence because there was no reference point to indicate from the outer dresses as to who this man is. And what did the child say? Sir, this is our loving uncle. He is my uncle. There was no religion at all. Mankind's love to love cannot be born by the outer appearances of what's happening. The inner core is the spirit that we need to see. And I agree with all the panelists that today's world requires unconditional love. Take any country in the world, all the problems have one solution, and that is unconditional love. And Bhagwan Baba used to say that India and Indians belonging to all communities are the only people on this earth who know how to love man unconditionally, and that is our forte. And the Satya Sai organization, inspired by Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, has this foundation. Everyone who knows Bhagwan Baba, everyone who loves Bhagwan Baba, everyone who's devoted to Bhagwan Baba has only one duty to perform of every breath of his life till he sees the death, is to love mankind unconditionally, and that is the only dharma of the Satya Sai organization and the Satya Sai wing. I now have the pleasure of definitely expressing gratitude to all my colleagues who have come from Vedic faith. The Satya Sai organization and the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust brothers would really love to work with all the faiths together. Bring people on the platform of the secular and the most beautiful platform, the Satya Sai organization, all over the world to come together and use this platform to give peace and love to mankind, which they so loving, beautifully deserve in today's time. Today's sad stories, we cannot tolerate anymore. Today's sorrow, we cannot tolerate anymore. All the faiths, hand in hand, we need to come together to see that mankind and man attains his divine destiny of merging with the master at the end of his life. Thank you, and thank you very much. And we bring this session close today, but we have a very pleasant duty to perform, and that is a small felicitation ceremony. And I'm going to request my young friend to take charge of this felicitation ceremony. Jai Sai Ram. I request the brothers to keep seated there for the time being. Thank you.
Sai Ram, as a token of our love and affection to the multi-faith leaders who are assembled here in Prashanta Nilayam, I request our senior members of the organization as well as the members of the Sri Satya Sai Trust to felicitate these leaders. To begin with, may I call upon Sri S.S. Naganand Garu, a member of the Satya Sai Trust, Central Trust, to felicitate Swami Shantat Manandana of the Ramakrishna Mission. Go. I request Sri R.J. Ratnakar, member of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, to felicitate Honorable Karman Jelik Yutuk, please. I request Sri G.S.R. Saviour Prasad Rao Garu to honor Honorable Seven Chungpo Gyaltal Riponche. May I request Sri Vijay Bhaskar to felicitate Mr. Sharaivar Vakil. May I once again request Sri S.S. Naganand Garu to felicitate Mr. Rabbi, please. Mr. Malekar is leaving, so we would request you to felicitate Mr. Malekar. I request Dr. V. Mohan to felicitate Maulana Muhammad Shafiq Hasmi. I request Dr. Narendranath Reddy, the chairman of the international organization, to felicitate Professor Nakui. I request a director of the Satya Sai World Foundation, Sri H.J. Doragaru, to felicitate Father Felix Jones. May I once again request Mr. R.J. Ratnakar Garu to felicitate Gyani Gurbhajan Singh Ji. I would request Mr. Prasad Rao Garu to once again request to felicitate Acharya Lokesh Muni. Sri Vijay Bhaskar to felicitate Haji Sayyid Salman Chisti Ji. Dr. V. Mohan to felicitate Maulana Abdul Rahman Mullah, please. Dr. Nananath Reddy to felicitate Sri Dinesh Rao. And once again, Sri H.J. Doragaru to felicitate Sri Kunal Bhatt. The chairman of Ajmer, Sri Haji Salman Chisti Ji, as a token of love and blessings to the Central Trust members, the Chisti, Sri Haji Sayyid Salman Chisti Ji, has brought from Ajmer Dargah the blessings, and I request Sri Chisti Ji to felicitate, to begin with, Sri S.S. Naganand Ji. Sri S.S. Naganand, Member, Board of Trustees of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. We now call upon Sri R.J. Ratnakar, Member Board of Trustees, Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. Sri GSRCB Prasad Rao Garu. Sri Vijay Bhaskar. Dr. V. Mohan. Dr. Naren Nath Reddy. Sri H.J. Dura. And finally, our All India President, Sri Nimish Pandya. May I request Mr. Ratnakar Garu to come forward? We have a memento from the Dargah from Ajmer to be presented to the Central Trust members here. All the Central Trust members are requested to come in front of Mahasannidhi. We will also have a group photograph. May I request all the faith leaders to also join, please. The leaders of the multi-faith with the Veda Purusha. We have a memento presented to the All India President from the faith of Buddhism, from the land of Dharmashala.
I would like to read the letter, the message that I bring with me from His Holiness, the 12th Thaisi Duba, for this occasion. Thank you for the invitation to the International Interfaith Conference being organized by the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization. It is a great pleasure and honor to be a part of the esteemed gathering. Interfaith harmony and learning from the different faiths of the world, practicing oneness of all humanity and sharing our experience with one another are subjects which are very close to my heart. Humanity needs events like this to bring us closer to each other. Despite our differences of culture, language, ideology, color, etc., we humans are interdependent and as such depend on each other for our survival economically, environmentally, emotionally, and above all, our spiritual evolution. The 21st century has seen great achievements in technology. Today, the world of internet and mobile phones have brought people closer together. Medicine advancements have made many untreatable diseases in the past curable, and other advancements have made it possible to protect our environment. For example, renewable energy such as solar, wind, etc. However, due to technological advancements, the world has also become a more dangerous place to live in. The number of nuclear weapons and weapons of mass destruction have increased, along with countries having them. More industries, vehicles, planes, etc., have been added to the planet, thus increasing the effects on the environment. The internet and mobile phones are also being misused by some to spread hatred and creating divisions amongst people, so on and so forth. Thus, the 21st century has become a century of great achievements and also for much destruction and turmoil with unrest in different parts of the world. Therefore, it is in this type of situation that I feel that the different faiths of the world can come together to create a more conducive atmosphere for peace and harmony to prevail on the earth. All the great faiths teach compassion, caring for each other, respect for all, and brotherhood and sisterhood of all humankind. I describe it as active peace. The splendid work that your organization has been doing in bringing the different schools of religious thoughts closer to each other, spreading peace and harmony amongst humanity through the practice of oneness, and the numerous social works in the fields of health, education, etc., have benefited a large section of society. For this, I offer my humble appreciation and thanks. It is therefore with deep and sincere regret that I have to ask to be excused for my inability to attend the International Interfaith Conference gathering in person. I am conducting a 100 days instruction transmission retreat since the 1st of September for over 900 monks, nuns and yogis, which only completes by the end of December. However, I have asked very venerable Jatin Rinpoche to take part in this important and visionary program as a representative from my side. I am joined by all the monks, nuns, Dharma followers and practitioners of the Palpung institution world over and Palpung Sherabding Monastic Seat in Himachal Pradesh in sending our most sincere and heartfelt wishes and prayers for the greatest success of the event. Yours in the Holy Dharma, His Holiness the 12th Kenting Taishi Dupa, the Supreme Head of the Palpung Institution of Buddhism.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir.
Sarva dharma ki jai jai ka. swarupa sai sarva dharma swarupa sai sarva dharma swarupa sai sarva dharma swarupa sai pariti ke avatara pariti ke avatara
कृष्ण तुम हो Narayana 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 Nar Jai Baba Ji Ki Jai.